I'm in my apartment doing the Soap Opera Digest crossword puzzle, and guess who is the clue for Three Down?
Three Down. Days of Our Lives star Blank Tribbiani.
That's me! I'm Blank! Uh-huh.
How cool is this? We know Three Down. I'm touching Three Down.
Yeah, you are, baby.
Three Down knows I'm married. What's Three Down doing?
So do they call you to tell you your name is going to be in this?
No. They really like me over there, though. They wanted to do a big profile on me, but I said no.
Why'd you say no?
Remember what happened the last time I did an interview for them? I said I write a lot of my own lines, and then the writers got mad and made my character fall down the elevator shaft. So who knows what I might say this time.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
Joey, you will totally keep it in check this time. And plus, you know, the publicity would be really good for your career. And you deserve that. And if you do the interview, you could mention, oh, I don't know, gal pal Rachel Green?
Is that gal pal spelled L-O-S-E-R?
Okay, don't listen to him. Please.
Fine, all right, I'll do it. But hey, you guys have to be at the next table so you can stop me if I, you know, start to say something stupid.
Just then or all the time, because we have jobs, you know?
Come on, we will be there for you the whole time. Just remember, gal pal, Rachel Green. It's going to be in Soap Opera Digest, and not just in the dumb crossword puzzle. Seriously, proud of you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Oh,
not at all. Happy to do it.
You think we're being obvious?
No, we're just four people with neck problems who talk like this.
I think it's great that you wanted to meet here. You know, when most people hear that the magazine is paying for it, they want to go to a big fancy restaurant.
Actually, I didn't know the magazine's paying. Wouldn't have mattered. I'm doing this for the fans, not for the free food.
Can I get you anything?
I'll have a cup of coffee. Yeah,
and I'll have all the muffins.
Hey!
Shh, we're not talking.
Oh, finally. Oh. So, according to your bio, you've done quite a bit of work before Days of Our Lives. Anything that you're particularly proud of?
All you want is a dingo. What you envy is a schwein. A thing through which you can tinkle. Or play with, or simply let hang.
Go to the refrigerator, get a nice glass of milk, but these darn cartons are so flinging, flanging hard to open.
Well, you said it, Mike. I don't...
There's got to be a better way. And there is, Kevin. This is the first time he's never used this product before. You're going to see how easy this is to do. Go ahead. This works in any milk carton.
Wow, it is easy. Now I can have milk every day.
So this is it, Victor?
Yeah, I guess it is. And so, I'm gonna get on this spaceship. And I'm gonna go to Blargon 7 in search of alternative fuels. But when I return, 200 years from now, you'll be long gone. But I won't have aged at all. So you tell your great, great granddaughter to look me up. Because, Adrian, Baby, I'm gonna want to meet her.
Okay, here I come. Here I come. See, I'm coming to fix the copier. I can't get to the copier. I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? So I just watch him have sex. And then I say, wait, here's my line.
You know, that's bad for the paper tray.
Nice work, my friend.
Thank you. Wait, 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 wait. You see me again? Hang on, the guy's butt's blocking me. There I am. There I am. There I am. Well, there's so many things, it's hard to pick just one.
I want to get some coffee. Does anyone want anything? Oh, yeah. I'd love a blueberry muffin and a chamomile tea.
A double latte, extra foam, and a bagel that only...
That's just being polite. Okay, how about when you're not working? What do you do in your spare time?
Look at this clown. Just because he got a bigger boat, he thinks he can take up the whole river.
Get out of the way, jackass! Who names their boat Coast Guard, anyway?
That is the Coast Guard.
What are they doing out here? Coast is all the way over there.
Hey.
Hey, check it out. This is unbelievable. Joey has been holding his breath for almost 4 minutes.
Dude, is he trying to kill me?
Well, I see you've had a very productive day. Don't you think the cowboy hat's a little much? Come on, it's fun. All right. Isn't this a woman's hat?
Dude, stop talking crazy and make us some tea.
You know what? We have to turn off the porn.
I think you're right.
All right, ready?
One.
Two.
Three. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief. You want to see if we still have it?
Yeah.
Free party! We have a free party!
In my spare time, I read to the blind. And I'm also a mento for kids.
A mento?
You know, a mento, a role model.
A mento?
Right.
Like the candy?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Well, another thing that our readers always want to know is how soap stars stay in such great shape. Do you have some kind of a fitness regime?
We stars usually just try to eat right and get lots of exercise. Wow, you realize we've been throwing this ball without dropping it for like an hour?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I realized it a half hour ago, but I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jinx it.
Oh. Wow, we are pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Hey. We totally forgot about lunch.
I think that's the first time I've ever missed a meal. Yeah, I think my pants are a little loose.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I got this blinding pain in my stomach when I was lifting weights before. And then I passed out. And I haven't been able to stand up since. But I don't think it's anything serious.
This sounds like a hernia. You have to, you go to the doctor.
No way. Okay, look, if I'm gonna go to the doctor for anything, it's gonna be for this thing sticking out of my stomach. I'm gonna have to start working out again. Damn you 15s!
What is it?
It's a trifle. It's got all of these layers. First, there's a layer of ladyfingers, then a layer of jam, then custard, which I made from scratch. Mm-hmm. Then raspberries, more ladyfingers, then beef sauteed with peas and onions. And then a little bit more custard.
That tastes like feet.
I like it.
Are you kidding?
What's not to like? Custard? Good.
Jam? Good. Meat? Good.
Well, you don't look good, Joe.
Well, the fridge broke, so I had to eat everything. Cold cuts, ice cream, limes. Hey, what was in that brown jar?
That's still in there?
Not anymore.
Okay, look, there's a piece that doesn't have fluoride on it.
Stick to your side.
Come on now.